of the week. We brought you predictions and updates of all our area teams. You've seen or heard the hits and huge plays of tonight's biggest game. Well, football fans, we're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technology, Lucar Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication.
This is how we do it.
Come on, Bozzy.
Let's go.
It's Friday night, which means only one thing is going through your head right now, and that is, it is the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. And Bozzy, do we have a show in store for the folks at home?
What a night.
An amazing night here tonight, a lot to dive into, and a lot for us to get through here on this Friday evening. Regional playoff football time, and teams looking to try and keep their seasons alive. Some teams see their seasons come to an end, but you couldn't ask for one better weather tonight, my man, because it was definitely football weather tonight.
And you still had shorts on. Come on. What are you even doing?
Until there's snow on the ground, and even then, I might have it on there.
I don't know about that. But no, you are right. Tonight was playoff football weather late in the season. It was really actually today, I don't know what, it was almost like 70 degrees, but as soon as the sun went down, it got chilly. It felt like football.
All right, so we got our scores to get through here for this first time of the night. And then, Boz and I, this is your first time listening in on the Scoreboard Show. First off, welcome. It's now 9:59, and is the latest time that we have started this season here on the Scoreboard Show. But we're glad that you're with us. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
And we got Kurt Kilman still here in studio. A ton to get through tonight, but we're going to start off with some scores. Boz, what do we have for tonight?
We're going to start things out. An absolute shootout tonight in this one. Frankfort, they get the win against Marmaton Valley.
Come on.
Marmaton Valley was 8-1 coming into this game. Frankfort 5-4. Frankfort gets the win 84-74.
That's a big burger.
That is a lot of burger to start the night out. Axtell takes care of business against Rural Vista 46-0. Hanover, they defeat Burlingame 64-8.
Oh, that's another burger.
Another burger right there. Lynn gets the shutout win against Lebo 46-0.
Quite a burger.
And we got like a bunch of shutouts here right out of the gates. This one, not the shutout we want to hear about. Troy, they fall tonight to Pitt Colgan.
Nah.
An undefeated Pitt Colgan team, one of the top teams in Class 1A in the state. But they fall tonight 56-0. Rossville, they get the win against JCN tonight 53-18.
That's a burger.
It is a burger. Jeff County North, they finished their season 8-2. So my dark horse, they had a good season.
Good season.
Good season.
Good season.
Rossville, really good team. They improved to 9-1. This was an absolute barn burner. We were able to catch it on the way back from our game tonight. Jackson Heights, Opie.
Whoa.
Overtime game. Jackson Heights score on their first possession, kick the extra point. Opie scores, goes for two. They don't get it. Jackson Heights, they get the win 21-20 in overtime.
Wow.
Thriller tonight at Jackson Heights.
You want to sing some Michael Jackson after saying that?
I don't even know. No, I should not do that. I should not do that.
Okay.
Maybe later. We'll see. I don't know.
All right. We'll see how it goes.
Another game. I'm going to tell you this one. We're going to talk about it in depth here in a little bit. You just heard B-Tad on the call. Riverside goes to Centralia and knocks off the Panthers tonight 41-26. Riverside. That is the first time in a long, 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 long time
yep.
that Riverside defeated Centralia. But Riverside moving on. Nemaha Central continues their winning ways. They defeat Council Grove tonight 34-12. Another fantastic game, one we talked a lot about early in the week here, Sabetha-Silver Lake. That game, Sabetha gets the win 28-16. Osage City, they get the win 60-7 over ACCHS. Another burger right there on that
big
one.
Big burger. Sorry, I'm trying to fix our headphones here.
I know, it's a little crazy.
Yeah, keep rolling. Buddy.
Okay, another, we've talked about these guys all season. I'm excited for them. Jeff West.
Oh, the Tigers!
They were taking on an 8-1 Prairie View team tonight. Throw the records out the window. Jeff West gets the win 49-14.
Wow.
In
decisive
fashion.
Wow, that was tied at 14 at halftime, mind you.
Jeff West, they're having a heck of a turnaround season. And the last score we got, actually second to last, Holton makes the long drive down to Frontenac. A lot of history between these two teams over the last 10, 12, 15 years. Holton gets the win in a close ball game, 14-6.
Southeast Kansas football can't compete against the Big East.
You know what? We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we will. We'll break that down.
There's some other stuff there. And then we got a score came in here just late. On the, I don't know if this is it Missouri or?
Who's that?
We got Rockport.
Yep.
And East Atchison.
Yep, Missouri.
Okay.
Yep.
Eight-man
the Wolves
playoffs.
Of East Atchison.
Okay. Rockport.
Rockport.
They got the win tonight against East Atchison, 74.
Oh, that's a big burger.
To 12.
Oh, wow. That's a big burger, and then telling your opponent you got no ketchup for your fries.
That's right. That's right. Those are the scores. That's it. The short.
Hold on. We got them all?
We got every score. We are good. It's already after 10. We should have
the
scores.
That's true. When you start a little bit later like we are tonight, yes, that
and,
will
and
obviously.
And we got one page, too. So.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to break a lot of things down here this evening, and we've got a lot to get to. First things first, before we go any further, a lot of people wanted to know, Jake and Boz, where'd you go tonight? Well, we had an amazing partnership tonight with our Game of the Week gift card, $50 gift card here tonight. And big ups to 1882 Tavern in Centralia. You know, they're open every day but Sunday and Monday.
Okay.
And this is an amazing place. You know, again, you look at small towns and you look at, you know, maybe there's a local pub, maybe there's a little... This place has got amazing food. You got to go in because I was working on my computer, so you went inside and got to see... It's a really nice-looking establishment.
Yes, really nice place. If you haven't been in there yet, you definitely need to go stop by.
They've got specials every single day that they are open. I was told by a little birdie that Surf and Turf tomorrow... I know you're a big fan of that.
I'd be all over that.
Yes, big time. Tonight... was a loose meat sandwich with fries and tots. Just to give you an idea, earlier this week they had lasagna with garlic bread, chicken fried steak over mashed potatoes.
All right.
You know, and then last week, again, another example for you, shrimp scampi tortellini bake.
Okay. I'd try that.
Yes, you would. So that, again, is the great 1882 Tavern in Centralia. Thank you so much for partnering with us. It was our Game of the Week, and a $50 gift card, well, it went to Miss Sheila Talley. And first time, I think, this year, because Boz and I have been, you know, scoped, and people have hawked a couple weeks ago looking for us. This time, Boz, I didn't even get out of the truck yet.
We just parked.
We had just parked, and the door opened up, and I just hear...
Are you Jake and Boz? This your Game of the Week?
Still sitting in the car, like, did she knock on the window?
No, she didn't knock on the window. Once again, big congratulations to Miss Sheila Talley, winning a $50 gift certificate to the 1882 Tavern in Centralia. And the funny thing was, she said, "Man, we just ate there for dinner last night."
Yeah.
So gets to go back this time on us, thanks to the partnership with the 1882 Tavern. Okay, it was our game of the week, Boz. It was Centralia Riverside rematch from 2 weeks ago in the district title game. We had plenty of matchups that we could dive into that we could have gone to tonight. It's about the Silver Lake, Jackson Heights, Opie, and then obviously Centralia hosting Riverside. We chose this Cyclone and Panther matchup because not only the history behind it, but also because we hadn't seen Centralia in person this year. And it's a big point of emphasis for us to make sure we see every one of our local teams as best we can in person. And this was a game that, man, right off the rip, again, little precursor for you. 1972, the last time that either one of Elwood or Wathena had defeated Centralia. That was Elwood back in 72. Wathena beat them last time in 1970. Centralia has just dominated this series. And the game 2 weeks ago was 14-7, sloppy game. And when I mean sloppy, it was raining. That, if you remember a couple weeks back, just heavy rain, consistent. It was cold. And these teams, it was 14-7. This was different. And this is why we picked it as our game of the week, and it did not disappoint us.
For sure. And you mentioned kind of the streak that Centralia has had over Riverside. Coach Bryce Payden, I threw it out on the show two, 3 weeks ago.
You called him out?
Well, I didn't call him out. I got some messages that said otherwise. I stated a fact. Coach Payden had not beat Centralia.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. It just that is this for Riverside to get a win over Centralia is the hurdle that you got to climb.
Yeah.
And Riverside hadn't done it yet. So there was a ton on the line. Obviously, it's playoffs, Riverside trying to find a way to beat Centralia. Centralia trying to find a way to keep doing what they do. Just win games, get state titles.
Just win.
And we, again, like you said, we hadn't seen them yet. But I'm going to tell you what, when we got to the game, and it started out, Riverside, they came out like their hair was on fire.
Sure.
They were motivated. They had a ton of energy. They were very physical right out of the gates. Centralia won the flip, deferred.
Yes.
So Riverside gets the ball first. Offense for Riverside.
Oh.
Mr. Elijah Moore.
Oh.
The bus.
The bus. That's what we've called him all last 2 years. He reminds us of Jerome Bettis.
He does. And I'll tell you this, though. The bus doesn't run anywhere without the plows up front giving him holes to run through.
And the road grader. Call them the road graders in front.
I'm telling you, I
don't know how many plows that are making bus, but.
No, the plow that has a V in the front and it shoots the snow to both sides, makes a little path you can run right through.
Sure.
That's what I got in my mind.
Okay.
Because we were at one end zone looking down the other end of the field, and that's what I saw.
Oh, geez.
Giant hole for him to run through down the field, 20 some yards on his first carry.
And it takes 3-4 guys to bring him down.
This dude he's strong. And he's built like a bus. I mean, he is a strong running back that doesn't go down easy. So Riverside marches down the field. They score.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of punched Centralia in the face like, hey, we're here.
We're here.
It's go time.
Yeah.
And then offense gets off the field. Defense steps up, says, no, you're not. This is not going to be like it was in the past.
Sure.
They stuff Centralia 3-and-out. Centralia punts it away. Everything's going their way. They score again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 14-0 just like that.
Yeah.
And Centralia, I felt like they just, like, whoa, what is going on? You remember last week I talked about...
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah. I guess I was here last week.
Yeah.
The moment that the coach's like, okay, can we start this over?
Yeah.
Let's go back. That's not how we wanted to start this game, and that's what I felt like. I felt like Centralia really, they were reeling early in that game.
Yes.
But they righted the ship a little bit. Centralia put together a long drive, 77 yards. 48-yard run by Quentin Aldifer.
Yep.
2-point conversion, no good. Riverside up 14-6. So you felt like, all right, Centralia, they're going to get it.
They figured some things out offensively. And Q has been their workhorse all year long.
Yeah.
And from that quarterback position, if you're not familiar with Centralia, you know, kind of that spinner back play calling. However, you know, you can see them be more multiple on their offense this time around. I mean, there maybe some read options. You got some guys spread out. Q is rolling out to throw a little bit more as well because he's got that dual threat opportunity. But again, you go back to what has gotten you to this point, and that's running your quarterback and Q with a big scamper to get that game back within 8.
Yeah, I mean, they closed the gap a little bit. We're still in the first quarter. Thinking, all right, Centralia's here. They're ready. Got some momentum. What happens? They kick off to Riverside.
Wow.
Riverside returns it. 85 yards, touchdown. Just when Centralia got a glimmer, like, all right, we're back in it, Riverside said, nuh-uh.
And to me, at that point of the game, it was that, yes, Centralia, because You and I are big fans of Uncle Mo.
Oh, absolutely.
Uncle Mo, if you're not familiar with him, you want him at your dinner table this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Momentum is a huge thing in the game of football, volleyball. It doesn't matter what the sport is.
Sports.
Momentum's huge, and people, you know, again, I kind of laugh at the people that say momentum doesn't mean anything.
I've had people tell me that. Like, that's not a thing. What are you talking about? You control pace, tempo of a game. Momentum's not a real thing. No.
Yeah. Oh, nay, nay.
No.
And when Centralia gets momentum back just a little bit on that big run, the crowd was into it. You could see, I mean, again, if you've never been to John Riggins Field, please go. Such a great atmosphere. And the kids playing football on the track, you know, they were hooting and hollering. It was a great atmosphere. And then Riverside took that atmosphere right back out with that Hewins kickoff return for a touchdown, his second of the first half. And mind you that he almost took the opening kickoff back for a touchdown. But to me, at that moment in my brain, I went, oh, this game is Riverside's to lose at this point.
Yeah. Well, they got another score. Elijah Moore got a touchdown. They're up 27-6.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you heard on the broadcast, injury on the field, a long delay right before the end of the second quarter. So obviously that, you know, things aren't going well for Centralia as far as the scoreboard.
Sure.
And then that happens. One of your teammates goes down. You know, you hate to see the ambulance comes out. And that is a really tough thing. You're a 16, 17-year-old kid, and you see one of your brothers go down. It's
sure.
It's hard. So you finish the half 27-6, and I don't know how Centralia made a run. They got it close within a couple scores second half. But, you know, don't take anything away from what Riverside did because they came to play.
And to your point about, you know, again, when we here at the MSC Radio Group extend our deepest prayers right now and hope that everything's just kind of precautionary right now with that injury. We won't go into detail over it. It's not our place to do so. We won't speculate. We just ask that, like we've seen Northeast Kansas rally around our young athletes, young man from Centralia needs your prayers right now. We ask that you do that for him. And again, just hope everything is in good standing quicker than later. But don't take anything away from the way that the Cyclones started that game and how they maintained. Because Centralia, again, did not give up, threw some punches, got themselves back into that ball game. But I'll tell you right now, first time in Elijah Moore's career that he's carried the ball that many times in a game.
Yeah.
And when you got a workhorse like that, you use him.
Hey, we talked about it too. We throw some stuff out on the show, and they're like, man, Coach Payton, give that boy the ball. Give him the ball. Let him run. Because he is tough to bring down. But I really felt like tonight, and Coach Payton won't call into the show, but
I'd
love to have a conversation with him. Be like, hey, you know, your game plan. I felt like Riverside's game plan, just outside looking in, was let's be more aggressive in the run game. Let's establish that. And I'll tell you this, when they did get the run game going, there was several plays where Riverside, they threw the ball, but they had Centralia sucked up so tight. Riverside had open receivers on the perimeter deep downfield.
Yeah.
Beckham Griffin, quarterback for Riverside, I wouldn't say he probably felt great about his throwing game tonight. He overthrew some receivers, wishes he could probably have those back. But
sure,
the game plan for Riverside was rock solid tonight, and they stuck with Elijah Moore on the ground. I was going to get his stats early. I don't have them just yet, but I'm going to get them here in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We'll get those.
Yeah. It was a really good ball game. And hats off to Riverside. They did something that I don't think anybody on that team and players haven't done it. Coach hadn't done it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a statement.
A few weeks ago, when we were preparing for that first matchup, we got information about how there are grandkids on this Riverside team.
Yeah.
Their grandpas were a part of the last team to beat Centralia.
Yeah. I mean, this is
that's what you're talking about with this.
That's the hurdle that they had to get over. They did it. Their season's still alive.
It puts 1A at notice.
Absolutely it does.
It puts 1A at notice. And they go on the road next week to Jackson Heights for a rematch of week number one between two Northeast Kansas League teams. Tell me the Northeast Kansas League is down.
No.
And yet
two
are facing off in the sectional round with a chance to go to Substate next week.
And we're going to talk about that one a little bit.
We'll dive into that. We got to get to our first timeout. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boss. Kurt Kilman hanging out with us as well. We're glad you're with us. A lot more to get through. We're going to be breaking down the brackets here in just a little bit. We've got recaps from every area game of the week, channel and radio. A lot to get through. Do not go anywhere. Oh, and we need your Luger Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. Call them in on the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. Back after this.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Kenya Nolberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hard to believe harvest is already wrapping up. As you're putting away the combines and grain carts, don't forget Bruna Implement. Your local Case IH dealer has your back with their winter service special. From special financing, cash discounts, to prepay options, now's the time to get your equipment in shape for next season. Schedule your service today and be ready to roll when it's go time again. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Boz, you know that this is my favorite segment every single week.
All right.
Was your team getting rocked?
Or was your team doing the rocking?
We got to break everything down once again. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Radio Network with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
And we've got a great, again, I keep saying we got a great show. Because it is a great show. It's in the postseason time right now, and we've got a ton to get through yet. We broke down our game of the week as it was Centralia and Riverside with the Cyclones getting the upset win over Centralia tonight at John Riggins Field. A great $50 gift card that was given to Miss Sheila Talley for 1882 Tavern. Boz wants to go there tomorrow. I know he does, especially if there's any seafood. I don't understand it. I can't stand seafood.
Because you're just not very smart.
Okay, that's what it is. All right. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough. But we got a lot still to get through. We got recaps. We've got recaps from JCN Rossville. Axel, big win on the road at Rural Vista. We've got Riverside Centralia. Holton at Frontenac also for recaps here tonight. As once again, it's regional playoff football, my friend, and a lot of teams keeping their season going. Some teams' season came to an end, but that's just the time of year that we're at. It's time for us to move on here, as there's only just four teams left on each side of the bracket. What are our scores from tonight, my man?
All right, let's get you some scores. Frankfort, they move on in the playoffs with a big-time win over Marmaton Valley. With Marmaton Valley only had one loss going into this game. Frankfort, they come into this game 5-4. They get the win 84-74.
Burger, triple cheese. I don't care what it is, but it's a big time burger. Hey, what league does Frankfort play in, by the way?
What are they?
The Twin Valley League. Come on now.
Yeah.
That's how you go on the road and take down a Marmaton Valley that was 8-1. I mean, put some respect on the fighting Wes Anderson.
Big time win for Frankfort. Axtell, they keep rolling. They were shut down.
I don't have it pulled up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That was not even a good eagle screech. Oh, my goodness. Axtell, 46, Rural Vista, 0. Hanover, they get the win over Burlingame, 64-0. Lynn, they shut out Lebo, 46-0. Again, shut out we don't want to hear about, but Pitt Colgan, they defeated Troy tonight, 56-0. Troy finished 6-4 on the season, had a good run for Troy this year. Rossville, they get the win over JCN, 53-18.
Well, that's a burger.
Another burger, yep. We talked about it earlier. This was a heck of a ball game. Jackson Heights gets the win in overtime over Olpe, 21-20.
Man, dude, that game was a thriller, dude. I hope you had a chance to listen and watch that.
Bum, 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 thriller!
All right. How
was that?
I hope everybody that's listening right now continues to listen after that. Because that was well executed. I got, you know, the first segment I said, you want to sing Michael Jackson? And I got a text that said, I want to hear some Michael Jackson. So I better get a text that said that was on point.
That's all I got right there.
Keep rolling. Jackson Heights, big win over Opie.
Huge win over Opie. Another big game we were at. We talked about it a little bit ago. Centralia, Riverside. Riverside goes on the road. They get the win over Centralia, 41-26. Nemaha Central, they get the win over Council Grove, 34-12. Another close game, and I'd really like to hear kind of how this game played out. Silver Lake, Sabetha, two kind of differing styles. Sabetha gets the win, 28-16. Osage City, they defeated ACCHS, 60-7. And Jeff West, come on.
The Tigers.
They improved to 8-2, keep their season alive. They defeated Prairie View, who was 8-1.
Oh, yeah.
Coming into this, they defeated them 49-14.
I mean, we mentioned it earlier, you know, when you said Holton's score. Well, hey.
Yeah.
You play Big East League teams, Southeast Kansas, south of I-70, really.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man, don't be surprised when they show up and you got an amazing record. I mean, no disrespect to Jeff West. They were also 8-1.
Yeah.
But, man.
7-2.
Or 7-2, sorry.
Yeah.
The Tigers.
I'm telling you, man, they're a fun team to watch. And now they're going to take on Hayden again next week.
Yeah. And that's one of their losses. But watch out.
Watch out, baby. Hey, the last time they played, it was raining. Okay.
Yep,
Schwinn. I mean, I'm telling you, when that Schwinn kid gets going, look out.
Yeah. I'm telling you. All right. Last score we got tonight. Holton makes the trip down to Frontenac. Another Southeast Kansas team. Frontenac 8-1. There's something going on. 8-1 teams from Southeast Kansas.
Can't hang.
Northeast Kansas.
Can't hang.
Knocks them out of the playoffs. Holton gets the win.
Big time.
13-6.
Big time dub on the road. That's a long travel. You and I made that travel, and you were sicker than a dog back in 2016.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I do. I do remember it.
Do you? Like it was yesterday?
Hey, you know, I didn't feel good, but, man, when it's go time, you lock it in.
You powered through. You powered through.
Get the job done.
All right. So, hey, we know people got long travels back home tonight.
Yep.
Hey, we know you're listening in. So we want to hear from you. 785-547-3461. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Give us a call now and talk about the game you were at. What was impressive about it? Did your team win? What was the defining moment that you had? for that one. And just tell me again, it's easy. You just got to talk. You don't gotta give us a real name. You can just call in and chat with us for a minute. Tell us about the game you're at. The Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. Boz, free phone service. Some restrictions apply. Until the first of the year, GiantCOMM.net. Switch to Giant Mobile now, and you can also save an extra $15 per month off of your internet bill. All right, let's get into some recaps here in just a second. How about our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball list? What's that looking like so far?
Hey, we got some nominees. We need more, though. I'm telling you, call in, give us some nominees. Here's what we have so far. Wyatt Detweiler from Axtell. Young man was 10 for 11 passing tonight for 229 yards and 5 touchdowns. He also had 30 yards rushing, 259 total yards for that young man tonight. Also had an interception on the defensive side of things. We got a little Axtell theme going on here. Colin Shaughnessy, young man, had a big game tonight. 115 yards receiving.
Hold up. From Axtell?
Axtell.
That's our first nominee from Axtell this year.
Well, we got Wyatt, Colin. Is that it? We haven't had anybody?
First time this year.
Okay.
That we've had an Axtell Eagle nomination.
Wow. I know we've talked about that, but that's surprising.
Keep it rolling.
So Shaughnessy, Colin Shaughnessy, big game tonight, 115 yards receiving. Also,
yeah,
he had a touchdown-saving tackle in the first quarter of that game. Very first, no 0-0 score, kid breaks loose. He makes a big-time play, keeps him out of the end zone. Joe Leibarger from Axtell, another one, 106 yards receiving tonight with 2 touchdowns.
Man, them Eagles are coming in hot tonight.
Yes, they were. Also had an interception on defense. This might take a little bit here. Carter Hike.
Oh, Hut Hut.
There it is. Hut Hike. I got some info here.
Okay.
I mean, it's no surprise. We hear about Carter Hike. Phenomenal football career this young man has had. So tonight, I don't know if you knew this, Jake, there's a 7,000-yard rushing club.
Oh, wow.
In the state.
Okay.
Apparently that's a thing.
Okay.
He joined it.
Oh, wow.
Tonight. He had 257 yards Jeez. On the ground tonight, 36 carries. 4 touchdowns.
36 carries?
36 carries for 257. Breaks the 7,000-yard barrier, so he's in that club. 5 for 8 passing for 95 yards and a touchdown. It's almost routine, you know?
Like, sure, yeah.
The numbers this young man has put up this season, absolutely insane. He's got 122 total touchdowns in his career.
Wow.
The state touchdown record is held by... You might remember this name, D'Angelo Evans.
Oh, yeah.
From Wichita Collegiate.
Yep.
The record's 131.
Oh, wow.
Carter Hike getting close. We're not going to throw any bad mojo out there. It's just a record.
Okay.
We'll see.
Just putting it out there. Yeah.
Last nominee we got, and this one's an awesome one. And part of it is because we don't have, like, crazy, ridiculous stats.
Right, this because typically man, we get, you know, like you just said, Mr. Hut Hut with 7,000 career yards, all these touchdowns. This one, you mentioned it. This is cool.
This is really cool. So we talked about the game earlier tonight, Jackson Heights, Olpe, overtime. So here's just break this down before I give this young man's name as a nominee. Olpe's got the ball late in the game, chance to go down, tie score, chance for Olpe to go down.
Minute and a half left.
Potentially win the game.
Yeah.
Ian Allen from Jackson Heights. Gets an interception.
Okay.
Stops the drive.
Done.
Jackson Heights can't score, so they go to overtime. Jackson Heights scores. They kick the extra point. Olpe's got the ball. Olpe scores.
And this, you and I were talking about on the drive over.
Yeah.
That touchdown. I immediately asked you, I said, do you go for two or do you kick the extra point? And what was your response?
I don't even remember. What did I say?
You immediately said, go for two.
Oh, I did?
Yes, because you said you're on the road.
Oh, Olpe, yes.
Olpe,
yes.
Sorry.
Because we talked about that, too, with Jackson Heights.
Yeah.
You know, kick the extra point. You go ahead and go for two and try to stop them. But anyways, Olpe goes for two, throws a pass, corner of the end zone. Ian Allen comes flying in and, like, volleyball spikes the pass, like, straight down, incomplete. Jackson Heights wins. Two big-time plays.
On the defensive side.
Yeah, not going to show up on a stat sheet, but that young man made a massive difference on his team getting that victory.
All right, those are our game balls so far tonight. If you've got somebody you want to win a potential game ball, You got to get them on our list. The Giant Communications Hotline is open for you right now at 785-547-3461. Switch to Giant Mobile today and not pay for your cell phone plan. Some restrictions do apply. Visit giantcomm.net and combine that once again with your home internet and save an additional $15 per month. Boz, you want to go to our hotline here?
Let's go.
All right. We got Bob on the line from Riverside wanting to join in on the show here tonight. Bob, how you doing?
Good. Long time. Haven't talked to you in a while here, it looks like. So.
That's it? That's all the reaction? Like, oh, we're good.
No, I've had a feeling about this game all day that I have not had all year. And there were so many things that happened that Centralia didn't have school today. That right there, I know that's not their, you know, they didn't want that, but that is bad. When we played them last week or 2 weeks ago, we didn't have school. And you saw how we played. So
it's a thing.
I feel like right there, it's like a bad omen. You don't have school. You play a game. Ugh. It's a dagger. You're down already. Then we got Mason back. And there's just things that have been felt really good all day long. And I felt really good about this game. So, and we went out and we played from start to finish four quarters of great football. Ready to just all gas, no breaks the entire night.
All gas, no brakes. I like that. I like that phrase right there. All gas, no brakes. That's good.
Yeah, I like it too.
All right. So a big time win for the program. You mentioned it again. The excitement as you're traveling back right now. First off, deer are out. You know, drive safe. But I want to go right into it if you're okay with it, because you know I'll let you have the win. Or the excitement, I should say. But now you guys have an opportunity for back-to-back weeks with redemption on your mind as you guys will travel to Jackson Heights next week. What are your initial thoughts with that?
It was the first game of the year. We weren't ready to play. Tonight I saw our offensive line block the best I've seen all season long.
Snowplow.
And if I need them to block well, I need them to start doing it right now. So... perfect. Great timing, right?
Is Bob saying she's the offensive line coach right now?
Yes,
Bob?
I need this. She needs this done. I need you boys to do that again.
I talked to a couple of them today at school, and I said, listen, you're athletic. You can dunk. I need you to block tonight, and that's all I need you to do. And I'm telling you, the best I've ever seen all year long.
Elijah Moore with 27 carries tonight, career high for him in carries, 171 yards and 3 touchdowns. What did you take away from his performance tonight?
He was on another level tonight. I talked to him before the game. I said, Elijah, we've worked the last 12, 15 years together for this moment. He was in my office. We talked. I felt like he says, we got this. Like, he knew we were winning tonight, so...
I feel like Bob's like the side like motivator. Like coach is gonna get him going, and then Bob's gonna give her to like, hey, this is what we need. Let's get it done.
Yeah, hey, Northeast Kansas, you need a motivational speaker. I mean, Bob's taking calls now.
She even brought him into his office. Like, yeah, hey, buddy, this is what you're doing tonight.
These are like my boys. I've coached them for 12, 13 years.
Awesome.
Sometimes they get annoyed with me because I'm tough, but that's what these boys need.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, a huge win for Riverside tonight, as the statistics were given to us by somebody I think that you know very well, with the first time since some of these kids' grandpas played for either Elwood or Wathena with that win tonight over Centralia. Congratulations on a big-time win tonight. Travel safe going back home. You got a nominee for me?
Yeah, of course. Elijah, feed me more.
Feed me more. I'm going to write that down. That is really good.
Elijah, feed me more.
Since 7th and 8th grade, that's what we announced at our home games, and that's just stuck with us. So.
How have we not known that?
We were there, and we've never heard that. So.
Well, they don't do it at the high school games.
Oh, okay, middle school. Gotcha.
Right.
All right. Well, Elijah, feed me more nomination here tonight. All right, Bob. Well, thanks so much for calling in. And, again, travel safe and enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, you too. See you guys.
All right. That was Bob from Riverside. And, you know, she said it first time she's called us in a while. And
I know.
The excitement I thought was a little bit lower than what I was thinking from her. But
you know what? I kind of called her out on it. Like, hey, how was tonight? She's like, oh, it was good. But hey, Bob's got a little coach in her though. She's not going to get too excited. We got more work to do.
I just got a message that say we try to stay away from Bob's office on school days or on game days. That's hysterical.
Love it,
Bob or Bob. Hey, Boz. You want to hear a couple recaps before we get into our next break?
Let's go. Come on.
All right, we got to get out to Centralia tonight. Brandon Tabman had the call. Riverside at Centralia. The Cyclones upend the Panthers tonight for the first time since 1972.
Regional round football at Centralia tonight on a KNZA. Second time in 3 weeks they were hosting the Riverside Cyclones. Back in the regular season finale. Centralia in a sloppy wet game, 14-7, a victory to claim that district championship. Who would have thought 2 weeks later, Riverside making the trip back to John Riggins Field, and this time it was all Riverside. Two drives, two touchdowns in the first quarter. Chase Ewens got the Cyclones on the board on a 5-yard run, and then Tyzel Harrington, an 11-yard touchdown reception on a pass from quarterback Beckham Griffin. They led 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. They would actually get that to 27-6 at the half. Centralia's lone score in the first half, a 48-yard run by quarterback Quentin Aldefer. And then Aldefer would get a 15-yard run to open up the second half. They would get it to within 27-14. That was as close as Centralia would get the rest of the game. Elijah Moore, two more second-half touchdowns. Quentin Aldefer would end up finding the end zone again. But Riverside, they jumped out quick, got a big lead, never looked back. As Riverside wins it, final score 41-26. Both teams at 8-2. After the result here tonight, Centralia season comes to an end. Riverside going to Jackson Heights, a rematch of week one in which the Cobras won 21-0. But Elijah Moore, the run game was crucial tonight for Riverside. 26 carries, 184 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He was the player of the game on KNZA. Regional champs, the Riverside Cyclones. They win at Centralia tonight, 41-26. Brennan Tammer reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, B-Tad and Boz. B-Tad mentioned it when we were off the air earlier. Get that man some, like, honey tea or something. That man needs to rest that voice. Long week of state volleyball last week, and back at it tonight with an amazing...
He's a rock star. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he's young. He'll bounce back, right? How about on 92.1 KMZA, Axel made the trip to Rural Vista, and man... In the same amount of time as it took them to get to Rural Vista, well, they'd already scored 40 points.
It's Crin and Profit down here at Husky Field in White City, Kansas. The Axtell Eagles of Class 8 Man Division 2 in the regional round are all over Royal Vista, the heat, but it's the Axtell Eagles who bring the heat through the two quarters of play as they end it in the first half, 46-0. Axtell, they scored 24 points in the first quarter, and they scored 22 points in the second. Royal Vista started with a first play 48-yard run by their running back Reedy, but Shaughnessy made that tackle. After that point, Royal Vista only played behind the sticks. Axel all over that game. Big stat line from a lot of great players. And Wyatt Detweiler finishing the game with 259 yards total of offense, 30 yards rushing, 229 yards passing, going 10 of 11 on the game with 5 passing touchdowns. His targets being split up between Leibarger with 106 yards receiving, 2 touchdowns off 4 receptions, and Shaughnessy with an impressive 6 receptions for 115 yards and 2 touchdowns as well. But don't forget the last passing touchdown from Detweiler. It was to Bill Leibarger, who was able to catch his touchdown of the game as he finished with over 34 yards receiving. The lone rushing touchdown came from Joe Leibarger as he finished the game with 3 touchdowns total. Wyatt Detweiler also had an interception on defense, and so did Joe Leibarger as Axel forced 2 total interceptions on the game, and Royal Vista also had 2 total turnover on downs and also being forced to punt twice. Royal Vista season comes to an end, but Axel's continues. They move on this section around here in 8-man Division 2. Again, it's Crin and Profit down here at White City, Kansas. Axel 46, Royal Vista 0.
All right, Crendon, thank you very much for that recap. He's probably already home by now, Buzz, because that game was over quite a while go. All right, now on 93.7 FM on Care Radio, Boz, your dark horse, the JCN Chargers, went over to Rossville to take on the Dogs, and Tom Couch had the call on 93.7 FM.
In Rossville, Kansas tonight, it was Class 1A playoff football action as the Jefferson County North Chargers on the road to play the Bulldogs, and JCN coming up just short of this one. Rossville winning at 53-18. For the Chargers, Will Elias, a great night, the Charger quarterback, a 12-yard touchdown pass to receiver Rex Furman, who had a great evening. Will Elias also goes into the end zone on a 6-yard run. The Chargers' other TD scored by Merrick Noel. And those names are the names we've been calling all season long for this Jefferson County North team, who wraps up the season at 8-2. And they're going to look back at 2025 as a fantastic football season for the Chargers. But again, tonight, it comes to an end for JCN. Rossville, 53, Chargers, 18. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that recap as the Chargers season comes to an end. Really good team from Rossville, the Dogs.
Yeah,
came
Rossville's pretty good.
Play. All right, a couple more recaps to get through for our next break. We got more nominees coming through on our social media. We appreciate that. You can always call us as well on the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. Give us your nominations for the Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the Week. And you can also talk about a game that you're at. Again, Jeff West, that was a game we want to hear some information about. Holton, we want to hear from you as you're driving all the way home from Pittsburgh, Kansas. Come on now, give us a shout. 785-547-3461. Speaking of Holton, the long road trip, Justin Fluke had the call on the Holton Channel and the Wildcats. Up in Frontenac tonight, 14-6. Fluke, how'd that game turn out for you?
The Holton Wildcat football season continues with a hard-fought defensive 14-6 win at Frontenac in the round of regionals. Holton led 7-0 at halftime with one big offensive play. It was an Andrew Shoup 55-yard touchdown run with 2:46 to go before halftime. Holton's defense had twice held Frontenac on downs, turning them away inside the 30-yard line. The second half kickoff, Frontenac went for an onside and recovered, but a penalty negated that play. Holton was able to keep the football with a 7-0 lead. The Wildcats had to punt, and Frontenac was able to score a touchdown early in the third quarter. It was a Brogan Smith 35-yard run by their quarterback to make it 7-6. And we went into the fourth quarter. Holton drove all the way to the 3-yard line of Frontenac, but fumbled. The Holton defense held and had good field position, but on Holton's next drive, they were stopped on downs at the 1-yard line of Frontenac. So twice Holton had a chance to take a 2-score lead and could not. Finally, the Wildcats do late in the game on a Kale Frazier 5-yard touchdown run with just 90 seconds to go. Holton kicked the extra point to lead 14-6, and then it was Cameron Wheeler that made an interception for the Wildcat defense, their second takeaway in the fourth quarter, as Holton holds on for the 14-6 win. They have now won 5 of the 7 meetings against Frontenac all in the last 11 years. Holton ran for 286 yards, led by Andrew Shoup with 145. Corbin Wilson added 66, Kel Frazier 42, and Alec Frazier 33, as Holton improves to 6-4 on the season. Frontenac with 128 rushing yards and 70 passing yards, but held under 200 total yards as the Holton defense was stout all night with their best performance of the year, leading to a 14-6 Wildcat win. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Fluke, Tank, I know you guys are driving home. Drive safe. Holton with a big-time win. They will take on a team. We'll break everything down. We got one more break to get through before we break down brackets. But one more recap to get to before that as well. This is on the Silver Lake and Sabetha channels. Sabetha at Silver Lake, Big East battle in the regional round. And teams that are very familiar with each other in the postseason, our very own Wade Gershner had the call tonight. Wade, break this one down for us.
The Sabetha Blue Jay football team moving on to the state sectional round in Class 2A with a 28-16 win at C.J. Hamilton Field on the road at Silver Lake on Friday night. It was the fourth straight playoff win for Sabetha over the Eagles as Silver Lake led 7-0 at halftime. Sabetha, 16-play, 63-yard drive, 1-yard quarterback sneak by Micah Lang on a fourth and goal, made it 7-7 with 3.5 minutes to go third quarter. Silver Lake would kick a short field goal, take a 10-7 lead with 10-15 to play in the fourth, and then it was all Sabetha. Blue Jays go on a 21-0 run, 21 unanswered in a span of just 6 minutes and 36 seconds. As the ensuing kickoff returned 83 yards by Cole Mendel to the Silver Lake 4, Will Voose ran it in on the very next play from 4 yards out, made it 14-10. Silver Lake would have a fumble in their next possession. Sabetha took over to Silver Lake 48. 7 plays later, laying in from 3 yards out, made it 21-10. After a turnover and downs by Silver Lake, Sabetha will go to Voose again, a 38-yard run. Final nail in the coffin, made it 28-10. Silver Lake a late touchdown pass from Kipton Kruger, the freshman, to senior Joel Miller in the final score. Sabetha 28, Silver Lake 16. Silver Lake had a 7-game winning streak. They end the season at 7-3. Sabetha improves to 9-1. Sabetha did not attempt a single pass in the game. They were held to 74 yards on the ground in the first half, but Will Voose got it going in the second half. He had 16 carries, 137 yards, and 2 scores in the second half. Finished with a team-high 23 carries for 189 and the 2 touchdowns. Silver Lake was led by Kipton Kruger, threw 35 times, completed 30 for 286 yards, a couple of touchdowns, 1 interception. Dane Johnson concludes his great career with 13 receptions for 170 yards and a touchdown, and went over 1,000 yards and over 70 receptions on the season. But it wasn't enough. Sabetha improves to 9-1 with a 28-16 win over Silver Lake to move on in the 2A playoffs. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Wade Gershner.
All right, Wade, thank you very much for that recap. And, man, Buzz, again, a team that we don't talk a whole lot about. They fly under the radar. And when I say we don't talk a whole lot about them, it's because they just keep on winning. And this is about the Blue Jays. They show up, show out tonight, especially in the second half, as Wade just mentioned, a 21-0 run scoring-wise in that football game to get the Blue Jays the road victory, and that pushes them through to next week. Oh, another Nemaha County rivalry. By the way, the one loss for Sabetha this year, a 2-point loss to the Thunder from Nemaha.
Yeah. Watch out. You know, we talked about Silver Lake Sabetha and contrasting styles. Silver Lake, fantastic young quarterback, freshman, fantastic receiver. They have several good receivers, but they spread you out. They throw the ball. Sabetha, they just line up and run it right at you.
Grind. And again, it was mentioned by Wade in that recap. Silver Lake, great job defensively in the first half. 74 yards of offense. That's it for Sabetha. But they turn it on and turn it up in the second half. And the Blue Jays, a big-time road win. We'll break down how the playoffs shake up after this timeout. That's all of our recaps for now. Boz, we got to step aside. Don't go anywhere. We're breaking down every single bracket. 8-man D2 through 3A. Come back with us. Hey, at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Kenyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional, Roth, and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service. keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
Life better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on a Friday, and we hope that you're having a good evening. It's a cool night tonight, Bozzy. 46 degrees outside. That's some football weather.
It felt colder than 46. I'm going to say that.
That's just because you're soft.
Well, I don't think I'm soft, but
46 degrees ain't that bad. I'm in shorts, man. We're looking
and you
feeling
were
good.
Dancing around, like trying to stay warm. Don't give me that.
Just my nose and my hands, man. That's it.
Okay, wait. It's on the Facebook Live. I'm going to stand up. Here's Jake. Jake's trying. It's just my, what'd you say? My hands and my nose.
And
he's going like this.
I was
like
itching my leg, dude.
All night long trying to keep your legs warm.
My calves, they were cramping or something.
Lies.
You know, so
lies.
People don't want to know about that, dude. Let's get back into the scores here tonight as it's regional championships going around in Northeast Kansas here tonight. Teams moving on in the postseason. Some teams' seasons have came to an end. Boz, give us our scores for tonight.
All right. Yeah, Frankfort, they get the win against Marmaton Valley, 84-74. Absolute shootout.
A lot of burgers
ball
in that game.
Axtell, they shut out Rural Vista, 46-0. Hanover gets the win over Burlingame, 64-8. Lynn, they shut out Lebo, 46-0. Another shutout, not the good kind, but Troy, they fall tonight to Pitt Colgan, 56-0.
Yep.
Rossville gets the win over JCN, 53-18.
Burger.
Overtime thriller, Jackson Heights.
Don't
Olby.
Sing. Don't sing.
I'm not going to sing. That's a one-time deal.
Yeah.
Jackson Heights gets the win in overtime, 21-20.
Wow.
Riverside, big-time win for them, that program. They beat Centralia, 41-26. Nemaha Central, they defeat Council Grove, 34-12. Sabetha gets the win over Silver Lake, 28-16. Osage City, all over ACCHS tonight, 60-7.
Burger.
Jeff West, this might be the biggest probably surprise, I guess, when I look at these scores.
Man,
Jeff West,
come on now.
Well, I'm saying the way it happened though.
Okay.
They beat an 8-1 team, 49-14.
Yeah,
14-14 at half.
Okay,
the way that they just ran away with it
in the second half. I'll give you that.
All right. Holton, close game down at Frontenac. Holton gets the win 14-6.
That's all the games tonight. That means we got a handful of teams moving on. We're going to be breaking down brackets here in just a second as how the playoffs continue to roll on here this season. Boz, before we do that, our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. If you want somebody on this list that you don't hear Boz about to read, because there's an extensive list right now, and when I say extensive, there's a lot of details on some of these. So big ups to you that have nominated some players for giving us this style of information. So Boz has to knock his head against the wall when he makes this decision
so hard.
A little bit later on tonight. But that phone number for you is 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications hotline is open for you right now. If you still want to talk about the game you were at, you can give us a shout. We'll let you on the show, no doubt about it. But give us a nominee from a game that you were at tonight if they're not already on this list. Giant Communications, if you want to save $15 on your home internet plan, you bundle that with Giant Mobile right now. Visit GiantCOMM.net because you won't have to pay for a cell phone plan until the first of the year. Some restrictions apply. Visit GiantCOMM.net. Boz, our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees so far tonight.
All right, here's what we got. We do have a good list. I'm to the second page. I'd like to fill up the second page if we can. Here's what we have tonight. Wyatt Detweiler of Axtell. He was 10 for 11 passing, 229 yards, 5 touchdowns, also had 30 rushing yards, 259 total yards for that young man tonight. Also had an interception on the defensive side of the ball. Colin Shaughnessy, also from Axel, 115 yards receiving. Also had a big-time touchdown-saving tackle in the first quarter of that ball game. Another Axel young man, Joe Leibarger, had a big game, 106 receiving yards with 2 touchdowns. Also had a pick on the defensive side of things. Elijah Moore from Riverside. That should restate that. Elijah, feed me more from Riverside. 27 carries, 171 yards, 3 touchdowns in their big-time win over Centralia tonight. Dalton Foster of Jeff West. He had 6 catches for 80 yards, 3 touchdowns. This one may take a sec. Bear with me here. Carter Hike.
Hut, hut.
Nemaha Central. Joined the 7,000-yard rushing club. He had 257 yards tonight on 36 carries, had 4 touchdowns on the ground, 5 of 8 passing for 95 yards, and another touchdown. He's got 122 total touchdowns in his career. State record for touchdowns, career wow. touchdowns, was held by D'Angelo Evans. That's a big name right there. From Wichita Collegiate, 131 is the career touchdown record. So Carter Hike. Getting close to that. Ian Allen, young man from Jackson Heights, had an interception late in the game to stop an Olby drive. Then in overtime, Jackson Heights scored on their first possession. They kicked the extra point. Olby scored, goes for 2. Ian Allen comes flying in from a safety position, knocks the ball. They didn't just knock it down. Like,
ball. Spike.
He spiked that ball into the ground, secures the win for Jackson Heights.
Bam!
Another Jackson Heights nominee. We've got a couple here.
Mm-hmm.
Tegan Bauhe, amazing defensive game. And here's what I love, just some of these kind of little things. He had the most crucial sack of the game. We were catching bits and pieces of it on the Cobra Channel. I didn't see that one, but it sounds like he had a really good defensive game. And here's another one that I love, too, when we get these kind of comments. Drake Mellies, he's familiar to our list, our game ball nominee list. But here's the cool thing with this one. It's not because of a stat line. This young man had great sportsmanship tonight. Imagine the scene in this scenario. Olpe goes for 2. They don't get it. Jackson Heights celebrates. They run to the middle of the field. And I didn't see this, so I'm picturing in my mind, Drake Mellies, the comment we got, he saw Olpe player down. Obviously, they're dejected. They just lost in overtime. Drake Mellies takes time away from celebrating with his team. He goes over, helps an opposing player off the field or off the ground, picks him up, shakes his hand. So, fantastic sportsmanship. I love to see that stuff from all of our kids in this area. Another nominee, Brixton Schwinn.
Come on with it.
Talked about his name. Young freshman quarterback from Jeff West. 20 of 27 passing for 274 yards and 6 touchdowns on the night.
Dang, don't count it. Not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5.
Let's do 6.
6.
Yeah.
You got to have a second hand to count that high, Boz.
A lot of good nominees tonight.
Okay, if you did not hear somebody on that list that you want on the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball list for tonight, you got to give us a shout. You can put it in the feed as well on social media for your person to get nominated. Hey, there's a lot of good kids out there, and everybody, again, it's tough for old Bozzy to get this done. I tell you, he loses sleep over this every single week.
I wish sometimes, you know, we do the game ball, which I love, going to take the ball to the kids and actually giving them something, but I kind of wish we could go back to the days where I could share the love a little bit more. I used to give it to multiple players.
Yeah,
a
you can't
lot.
Do that anymore.
I know,
man.
It's tough.
And the reason being is a good reason, you know. You got to be able to allow them to have a football. However, you know, sharing the love, you know, you could definitely give a primary and then be like, listen, these guys did great too. But
we may have some honorable mentions tonight that wouldn't necessarily get a ball, but I don't know. We'll see.
All right, we got to break down some brackets. I got to grab a phone call because old Kurt's out of the building now, boss. So let's start breaking down some brackets here really quick. Let's start in 3A. Go ahead and start breaking that down for me.
All right, here's what we got in Class 3A. We've talked a lot about this team. We just mentioned them a minute ago. Jeff West, they advance. They're going to have to take on Topeka Hayden. This is a team that they've played once this season already. It's one of their two losses. Hayden is a really good football team, undefeated on the season. So that's going to be a tough matchup for Jeff West, but it's kind of tough to beat somebody after they just beat you. So
yeah.
And was that the game we're talking about? Kind of a sloppy game?
Oh, yeah.
The rain,
yes.
The weather, everything. Yes. So that's going to be a really good one. On the other side of the bracket, Holton, they advance over there after their win over Frontenac. They're going to take on Santa Fe Trail. This one's interesting to me. Santa Fe Trail, they're 10-0 on the season.
Okay.
It's been a while since Santa Fe Trail has been
this good.
But here's the thing, and we say this
all the time,
south of I-70, which Santa Fe Trail would fall into that category.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's hard to tell when you go south, the league, the competition.
Sure.
Holton's had some history in the playoffs with Santa Fe Trail. Last time I remember, I think you'd probably have to go back to 2016. 15-ish, I think, maybe 15, somewhere around there, where Santa Fe Trail came to Holton, had a chance late to punch one into the end zone to win the game. That's the last time I remember that matchup being really close.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, you referenced Hayden Jeff West on the top side. That is a rematch. You broke that down to perfection. Holton, Santa Fe Trail, those are your four teams left on the east of 3A. How about in 2A? Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Tell me if you've heard that one before.
Only every year.
And not only in the regular season.
Yeah.
But these teams have had to face off in the playoffs.
Yep.
Playoffs?
We're talking playoffs?
We're talking playoffs right now. We got to win a game. You actually see Coach Mora in his 90s got taken to the side by a reporter, and he said, "Will you please give me a playoffs just once?" And he goes, "Just for you." And he did it at age 92, 91, whatever he is now. But anyway, back to Nemaha Central, Sabetha. These two teams know each other so well. And this is just, again, Keisha, I like the new idea of the format, but it's broken just enough right now.
It's
because
not,
this should be a sub-state title, not a sectional title.
It's not quite there. They're getting there, hopefully. But it is tough, and you know, here's the thing. You look back the last time Nemaha Central and Sabetha faced off this season, regular season, 2-point game.
Yeah.
Sabetha took Nemaha down to the wire. That's the closest game Nemaha has had. That's the farthest they've been pushed. This is going to be an excellent matchup.
I'm excited for it. I think this is one where you're going to see, again, all the stops pulled out. Nemaha Central, what have they done the last few years, Boz? Well, they've just gone to the 2A state title game the last three seasons,
yep.
Winning it twice of those three, trying to go back for a fourth straight season. And for Sabetha, remember, not too long ago, they were back-to-back state champions, okay,
yeah,
out in
yeah.
Hutchinson. And so this is a team, a program, it's just two tradition-rich programs. And, again, no disrespect to the opposite side of this bracket right now, but the winner of this game next week, I expect to see at state for 2A.
Yeah, I agree.
In 1A. Well, Boz, I mean, what are you seeing here with 1A? We have talked about this all year long. 1A might be the toughest division
stacked
with our Northeast Kansas area schools. Granted, I get it. We are smaller communities in this part of the state. But 1A schools, and three of the four are locals for us here in Northeast Kansas. guaranteed a team in the sub-state championship game from not just Northeast Kansas, but the Northeast Kansas League. As at the bottom side of the bracket, Boz, it's the 2-seed Jackson Heights hosting the 6-seed Riverside for a rematch from week one.
Yeah, and that's going to be a great game. You mentioned the rematch here, Jackson Heights Riverside, first game of the season. And I'm not going to throw excuses or anything like that, but
yeah.
Riverside took a blow right at the start of that game.
Maddox Mears
yep. goes down. Your mental game just takes a blow. Riverside shut out Jackson Heights in the second half of that game.
Yeah.
And I think Riverside is better, much better now than they were then.
No doubt.
Now, Jackson Heights just got a scare. That was the first test of the season against Olpe.
Yeah.
That was the first time Jackson Heights had been their backs against the wall.
Yeah.
And they responded, though. They responded, got a huge win. I think this game is going to be really, really good. You mentioned the other one.
Yeah, top side of the bracket. St. Mary's Colgan, the 1-seed, a perfect record on the year of 10-0, and a local guy that's been running the helm of Colgan for north of a decade now, in Sean Seamatter, Roll Valley alum, and he's got that program doing what they do best, and that's winning ball games. A big win tonight over Troy, 56-0. However, the Dogs will be coming to town from Rossville.
Okay, just a minute ago we said you get south of I-70, you can maybe challenge how good the competition is.
Uh-huh.
Colgan might be an exception to that rule. They are traditionally a very strong football team.
Right.
Now, a couple years ago, JCN went down there
2023
and knocked them out of the playoffs. JCN ended up going to a state title game, so it can be done. But St. Mary's Colgan, really good football team, but Rossville.
Them Dogs,
the
man.
Dogs. I really like that matchup. I think if there's a team that's going to knock them off, it's going to be Rossville.
Rossville, Colgan next week for a sectional title. Jackson Heights hosting Riverside for a sectional title in 1A. Nobody left in 8-man division number 1. But how about this? Twin Valley League stand up in 8-man division 2 on the east side. No matter what, a Twin Valley League team will be playing for a state title this year as Frankfort knocks off Marmaton Valley on the road tonight. We mentioned the score, 84-74. That gets them a rematch at Axtell next week with a sub-state berth on the line.
Yeah, and that's going to be a good one, too. I mean, Axtell, the streak was snapped this year.
One streak.
They still got an opportunity to win another state title, but Frankfort, this was a big win for them. Obviously, just keeping their season alive, but a big win against Marmaton Valley. It's a tall order anytime you play Axtell, period. Frankfort on the losing end of that battle against Axtell earlier this season, but I tell you what, you kind of throw things out the window when it's playoff time.
And on the bottom side of that, it's Hanover and Lynn from the Twin Valley League. You know, we mentioned some rematches. Hanover and Lynn, they did battle back in week number 8, last game of the regular season, non-district game. Hanover knocked off Lynn in that matchup, Boz, 52-12, and the Dogs from Lynn, their best season that they've had in a very, very long time. They won a district title for the first time in 20-plus years, made it back into the postseason. But at the top side of this bracket, we reference rematches as well. The Fighting Wes Andersons and Frankfort and Axtell, they did meet up earlier this season with Axtell taking care of Frankfort also in Week 8. That score was 60-14. So a couple of lopsided matchups earlier this season. But there's just something about a rematch, Boz, that yeah. you cannot to look at what happened before.
Yeah, and Lynn, you mentioned it. They've had a really good season facing off against Hanover. Hanover's kind of a buzzsaw right now. That is a really good Hanover football team. Obviously, you've got to be really good to get a win against Axtell, and they yeah. did it this season. So Hanover's got momentum, but Lynn, they're having a great season. Who knows?
That game again next week. Okay, that's the way the brackets are lined up right now. A lot quicker this time around because when you get down to just 4 teams maximum on each of the classifications, it definitely speeds things up just a little bit. Hey, we got to take our final break really quickly, but I know we got somebody on the Giant Communications hotline. Caller, we ask you to hang on the line with us through this final break. We'll bring you in our final segment here coming up. Boz and I will kind of give you our opportunities where we will be at next week for you to find us for a $50 gift card. We'll throw out a few different games that we could be at next week, as well as breaking down some of the next level of collegiate sports. And then I'm going to throw one more final thing in of maybe our surprise team of the year to this point that has made it to the sectional round. All that coming up next. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Kenya Nolberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank. You feel right at Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I'm a licensed holistic health coach and nutritional counselor at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialties include teaching our patients the importance of gut health, educating them about healthy metabolism, and inspiring them to reach their ideal weight. I enjoy working one-on-one with our patients and love tailoring individualized lifestyle plans to meet their expectations. Our consultations are free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself, it also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Dorsey, thank you as always for bringing us back to our final segment here of the night here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, live on Facebook, TikTok, and right here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM KNZA, as well as 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca. Boz, final segment. Say hi to everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Want to make sure everybody, you know,
So I'm here.
Still
I'm
sees
here.
You. You didn't fall asleep. Nothing like that.
Come on.
I mean, it's kind of early. I mean, we started late, but we're kind of cooking right
yep.
now, as the
yeah,
kids say.
Yep.
Only an hour 20 into the show. I think we could definitely talk for 40 more minutes.
Well,
but the
we
people
probably
at
don't
home,
need to.
Yeah, people at home really want us to keep, you know, wrap this up, right?
That's right.
All right. Hey, I'm going to go right into our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees here in just a second, but we got to get on to the Giant Communications hotline as we've had this young man waiting for a little while, but Giant Communications online at giantcomm.net, and you can get a free cell phone plan till the first of the year. Some restrictions apply, but if you bundle with your home internet, you can save an additional $15 off of your bill. Going back to the hotline now, and Grandpa Gary, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Well, tell me about your trip tonight. I know you had to go over to Rossville and everything, a good season by the Chargers and everything, but tell me what you took in tonight.
Well, it was a heartbreaker for sure, but the boys played hard, you know. They, like Bob said, they were the underdogs most of the year, but we, you know, we had really nothing to, the two teams that beat us are probably most likely, you know, I don't know if they will be, but they could be in the state tournament. You know, maybe the state game. Who knows?
But, sure, you know.
Yeah, we had a couple of their touchdowns. You know, we had fumble right off the bat, and then we had a pick, and both of those resulted in a touchdown. But we got ours in, and, you know, I got to give credit to all the guys. Our defense really played well. There's just a few, you know, a few of their, I don't know how many first downs they had, but their touchdowns came from long runs, and, you know, our team did a really good job. You know, they fought hard all year long, and sorry to see it end tonight, but, man, they did good.
No doubt about it. You're talking about JCN falling tonight to Rossville. This is a dog team that has high aspirations to get back to a sub-state game like they did a season ago. Gary, just tell me a little bit. I know there's a lot of kids coming back from this JCN team, but you guys do lose a couple of key players. I just wanted to give you a chance to say something about them and what the future looks like for JCN.
Well, I think it's good. We've got, you know, you got Merrick Knoll that's just as junior this year, so he'll be back next year. We'll be hearing his name again a lot. As Tom mentioned on his recap, you know, Will Elias, Furmans, and Merrick, those three names they talked a lot about this year. And we'll be hearing Merrick again next year. Of course, I got my youngest grandson who's going to be a freshman next year, so he's a pretty good ball player too.
And we're not going to have any biased phone calls or anything like that next year, will we, Grandpa?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But I do, speaking of that, I want to, you know, I give a shout out to the whole team, offense and defense. Of course, I got to stick with Will Elias for my nominee for this year, for this week. So,
well, yeah, you got to stick with him because, you know, he's dating your granddaughter or something, you said a few weeks back, right?
That's right. But he was a contributor. Actually, to all three of them, because he gave the handoff to Merrick when he scored, but Will scored a touchdown and also the pass to Furman's, that two touchdowns. So,
well, that Thanksgiving dinner table might have been a little bit awkward if you didn't nominate Will Elias, but glad you got him in one more time.
That's right.
Well, Grandpa, we appreciate you listening as always. Congratulations on your win a couple weeks ago with that gift card. Have you used it yet?
Yeah. No, I have not. I got a son that lives over in Holton, so I'm thinking I'm going to try to utilize it that way one of these days.
All right. Well, heading into the off season right now for you with the football team or anything like that, but maybe we'll hear from you during basketball season, maybe, huh?
Oh, maybe. I know I'm interested in to see how Jackson Heights game goes out next week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, we'll look forward to feel free. Obviously, hey, you can call in any time. Doesn't matter if JCN is still in the playoffs or not. We always appreciate you listening and calling in.
Who's Rossville playing next week?
They're on the road at St. Mary's Colgan down in Pittsburgh, top overall seed.
That's who we played 2 years ago, as Bob said earlier, and we beat them. So, anyway,
Definitely doable from our team.
Yeah, you guys done a great job this year. I'll let you go here, but I wanted to say that I really enjoy listening to you guys. And is it Boz with a S or a Z?
It's a Z, Grandpa. B-O-Z.
Okay, that's what I've been posting, so I want to make sure.
There you go. All right,
Grandpa. Well, I appreciate you listening. As always, thanks for calling in, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Okay, you too.
All right, Grandpa Gary calling in here once again, and he wants to make sure he knows how to spell Boz right. I'm sure a lot of people at home probably want to know that too. B-O-Z, because he's the great and powerful Boz, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's easy. The last name is not spelled with a Z, but when you do the B-O, it's B-O-Z.
Gotta be the B-O-Z.
That's right.
B-O-Z, because the great and powerful Boz. All right, how about our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball list for tonight? It's lengthy, it's long, it's 2 pages, Boz.
Here's the names of the nominees tonight. Wyatt Detweiler from Axtell, Colin Shaughnessy from Axtell, Joe Leibarger from Axtell, Elijah Moore from Riverside, Dalton Foster of Jeff West, Carter Hike from Nemaha Central, Ian Allen from Jackson Heights, Tegan Bauhey from Jackson Heights, Drake Mellies from Jackson Heights, Brixton Schwinn from Jeff West, and as Grandpa just mentioned, the JCN offense defense had a great season, and Will Elias from JCN.
All right, those are the nominees tonight for Week 10 in the high school football season. The game ball will be going to one of those young men or teams, as Boz will have to, once again, rack his brain, knock it against the wall, and figure out what comes out for the winner here tonight. Boz, we got to get through here quickly. Our next level teams that we follow and we bring for the folks back at home. But before we even do that, I gave a little teaser saying that I want us to talk about maybe a team that you are surprised is at this point of this postseason. And I'm
going
to give it.
Are
you
going?
Got one? Well, if you got one, I'll go ahead and let you do it. But your eyes got real big for a second.
Well,
so I want to make sure.
You throw this stuff.
I gave you preparation before the last break.
But you say a lot of stuff.
And you wouldn't
talk, and I don't listen. So
I'm going to deal with people.
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal, Jack.
I'm not going to do just one because I can talk about two, so I'm going to do two. I'm going to take probably both yours.
Yes.
Jeff West.
Yep.
Hands down. I mean, they're the front runner. I'm
the turnaround.
And just because Jeff West has struggled for...
Since 2019.
It's been a while.
Yep.
And they've had some kids. They just haven't been able to get success on the football field, but this season, the turnaround, the coaching staff changing that mentality, everything with that team. We saw them play. Got to visit with them a little bit.
Yep.
They're a very confident team, which is something I just had not seen out of Jeff West. So that team kind of surprised me. And I'm also Riverside.
Okay.
Were those your two? Did I take two?
No. Are you going to talk more in detail about that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, So here's the deal with Riverside.
Here's the deal, Jack.
Yeah. Riverside has had good teams.
Yeah.
They've had good talent on their teams, but they just haven't been able to put it all together and finish out a season where they make a run in the playoffs.
Sure.
You know, they've had okay seasons, they've had good teams, but they just haven't taken that next step.
Yeah.
And they did that tonight.
Okay, so Boz's surprise teams in this part of the season, sectional round games for them now. And yes, you definitely stole
yes.
mine.
I knew it.
And that's why, you know, I'm a nice guy. I let you go first.
Okay.
It's kind of like one of those, you know, you open the door for your elderly people, let them walk through first because they might take a little too much time.
Come on.
I figured I'd let you go first, my man. But, yeah, for me, I'm not sharing the love and no disrespect to all these teams. But I've got to go with Jeff West. The Tigers are a team since 2019 that have struggled to get victories. You mentioned it. They've had players. They've had good quality teams. But they've struggled in the Big 7 League, now the Big East League. And they can't get out of the league. And then once they make it to a game outside their league, they're able to get wins. But this season, head coach Jeff Schwinn comes from Washburn University, offensive coordinator there for more than a decade. His boys integrate in, and that can be a tough thing to do.
Sure it can.
You go to a new school, you know, Brody Schwinn, a junior, Brixton, a freshman, and you integrate those kids into a school district that is a pretty good size. They're a 3A school. It's not like you're coming in and your class is a class the size of 15 or 20 people. You got a big class that you are now being a part of. So off the field alone is a big transition. But you implement a new offensive scheme.
Yeah.
You implement, I mean, and again, assistant coaches still there that have been a part of the program. But it was told to us about a month and a half ago where this team and this program shifted was in the summer weights program.
Yeah.
When you saw buy-in from those kids in the summertime, and that's where champions and that's where turnarounds and that's where wins happen, is not in season, it's in the off season.
Yeah.
And that's where head coach Jeff Schwinn talked about it was off season buy-in by this Tiger team. And they're showing you why this turnaround is the greatest story in the state for high school football this year. I know there's other teams across the state that have had bounce back seasons, won a district title for the first time in 20 plus years, first winning season in a long time, X, Y, and Z. Nobody does what Jeff Schwinn has done, and I haven't seen it in quite a while, and what they've been able to accomplish. And so you've got to tip your hat to Jeff West. The fact that they're in the sectional round, the fact that they're 8-2, the fact that they're able to win games like they did tonight, they didn't win games like this the last five seasons. They found ways where they couldn't get over the hump. Tonight, they found ways to get over the hump, and they did that earlier in the season when they had to go to Holton. They did that in a rivalry matchup against Perry Lecompton. They found ways to win against a Hiawatha team that I think is one of the most underrated teams in the area because they play a tough schedule.
Yeah.
A Riley County game where Riley County was the best team in 2A, not in the playoffs, statewide.
For sure.
This is a team that they deserve all their flowers, all the roses, and they got a matchup next week against Hayden.
And let's go.
A few weeks ago, this matchup happened in the capital city, and I told you that day, this is going to be tough for Jeff West, not because of the players they got.
No.
Weather was a massive factor.
Yeah.
When you spread the ball out and you air it out, how many touchdowns did Brixton have tonight?
A lot.
Six.
Six.
He threw for 270 plus, six touchdowns. That doesn't happen in consistent rain. That doesn't happen when the weather's
it's
icky.
It's tough.
Defense and running the ball is what, you know, you take to the playoffs.
Yeah.
If the weather's good next Friday, do not be surprised.
Don't be surprised.
Don't be surprised if the Tigers find a way to tame the Wildcats from Hayden.
Okay.
A Jeff West team that's never beaten Hayden in their history.
All right. I like it.
Mark it. If it's good weather, Hayden's the best team that they've been in a long time.
Yeah, Hayden's good.
They are multiple. They are diverse. But this Jeff West team is too good of a story for the season to end next week.
Yeah. Well, it's you're right. I mean, it just bottom line, Hayden is a Goliath. I mean, they are very, very good this season. They've been
just
good.
Get your slingshot and little pebble.
That's right. They've been good for quite a long time. But you look at what Jeff West is doing, their confidence, and they're going to learn. I guarantee that game they played against Hayden a couple weeks ago, they are going to be better. I'm sure they're digging into film and finding different ways that they can attack Hayden's defense. I'm excited for that game.
I am too. I think it's going to be one of the best matchups that we've got in the area next week. But hey, every single matchup from this point on is going to be a great matchup. All right, time to dive into our matchups of the week, where we could be at next week, Boz. And we just named it right there. Hayden hosting Jeff West in the 3A sectional round in the capital city at Topeka. That is a game on our radar for our potential game of the week. Nemaha Central hosting Sabetha in 2A. That could be a game that Boz and I find ourselves next week. In 1A, Jackson Heights hosting Riverside. That could be a game that you find Boz and I at. And then finally, Axtell hosting Frankfort. Four games next week where Boz and I could be at. And it's, again, Hayden hosting Jeff West, Nemaha hosting Sabetha, Jackson Heights hosting Riverside, and Axtell hosting Frankfort. Those are the games that you find the awesome Purple People Eater in myself, in my big Lamar Jackson's pullover, or Boz in his nasty blue KU hoodie. Next week, also on the show, Boz will be donning a K-State shirt and...
you'll wear a KU shirt.
We got some bets to settle. We'll do that next week.
It's going to be weird.
For our T-shirts. All right, quickly here, we got to get through our next level, which is talking college sports as well as the professional ranks for football. Boz, K-State, big time dub over KU a couple weeks ago. We didn't have a show.
Yeah, that's okay.
Didn't have a show.
That's okay. We'll just move on.
You don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
How about the beatdown that happened in Lawrence 2 weeks ago?
I will agree 100%. It was embarrassing, honestly. It was.
I saw
really,
that
really
from
bad.
A lot of KU people.
What do you want us to do?
No, I told you then. I'll tell you now. If not now, then when was the mindset? I mean, you agreed with me on that.
It was 2 weeks ago. It was a good opportunity to get a win.
And I was honestly shocked. I really was.
Yes, I was too. I thought that was going to be a really good game.
I was taken aback by that game.
But I will tell you this, though. I think K-State, they found their stride. I mean, they are playing some good football.
Until last week against Texas Tech.
But that's Texas Tech, dude.
Dude, it was a 12-7 game at halftime.
I'm saying, though, they lost to Texas Tech.
Boat raced in the second half.
Texas Tech is good.
They're really good.
Yeah,
they are really, really good. KU got a bounce back win last week against Oklahoma State. What happened to the Pokes this year? I mean, Oklahoma State used to be a perennial power in the Big 12, and now they've won one game all year.
It's not been good.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
K-State trying to get to bowl eligibility. It'll take two wins for them to make that happen. KU, Boz, one win away from bowl eligibility. K-State on a bye this week. KU, bowl eligibility, come on with it.
KU's got to win one more, and this is where I get really I get scared here. They're at Arizona, a 5-3 Arizona team. I think they got to get it done. They have to, because they're at Iowa State. They have actually a bye right in the middle of all that, which is weird.
Weird.
But yeah, they go to Iowa State. That's always tough to play at Iowa State. Then they're home versus number 13 Utah.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get a win against Arizona.
One win. And they get, I mean, honestly, if they finish 5-7, they're probably still going to a bowl game.
Yeah, but
that's that, what we called a few weeks back.
Like I don't know. It's like a charity bowl. It is. Like, you guys were almost good enough, but not really, so we're just going to go ahead and invite you to something.
K-State, two wins needed. They're at Oklahoma State on November 15th, home against Colorado. In between there, at Utah. K-State has to win at Oklahoma State if they want to get a bowl game potential with that last game of the year at home against Colorado.
Woo.
I don't know what's going to happen there, buddy, but I'm nervous as can be. K-State will win at least one of those final three.
They're going to beat Oklahoma State.
I would hope so.
For sure.
And then Colorado is just terrible this year, too. I mean,
I like K-State's path to get a bowl game better than KU's right now.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fair. How about in the Big Ten, Nebraska, the Cornhuskers, they got bowl eligible a couple weeks ago.
Let's go.
But
GBR,
since that bowl eligibility win, Nebraska dropped the game at Minnesota, got the win at Northwestern to get them bowl eligible. However, they lose their starting quarterback, Dylan Raiola, last Saturday at home against USC. That game tomorrow at UCLA is now the biggest game on their schedule, my man.
I told you, UCLA early this season, dumpster fire is what I said about UCLA.
And now UCLA is ahead of them in the standings of the Big Ten.
I know. I don't know.
I don't even know.
I don't either.
And then they got at Penn State, which, what the heck has happened to Penn State this year?
No idea.
Top 10 team to begin the season, high hopes for a college football playoff berth. Now they are the dumpster fire of the Big Ten. They are 0-5 in the Big Ten. Five straight losses for Penn State. And then they end at home against an Iowa team that's like, hey, did you forget about us? Just 6-2 and 4-1 in Big Ten.
Hey, I got to throw this out here, too. Okay. Obviously, we didn't have a show last week, but I was out of town.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go last weekend to an unbelievable college football experience. I went to a game in Oxford, Mississippi. Saw Ole Miss play South Carolina. And I'm going to tell you, folks, if you have an opportunity to go, I haven't seen a whole lot of SEC football. That's why I wanted to go. Everybody talks about SEC football. It's like the real deal. It's the best thing ever. I'm a fan
Legit.
Of that. No joke. It was a unbelievable experience. If you want to look up social media, the Grove at Ole Miss, the tailgate experience, an unbelievable time.
I mean, Boz has shown me pictures and videos of these tents that people rent in or rent out, and they people come and set stuff up for them, and it's just a party. What time did you say you got to the stadium?
Game was at 6. We got there at 1, and it's thousands and thousands of people in, you know, collapsible big tents. Some of them
nothing
have chandeliers.
Like you've seen at K-State or KU.
No. You know, and absolutely K-State, great tailgate environment.
Mm-hmm.
Pull your truck in or your RV decorated in K-State stuff, and you're grilling burgers and dogs. This was a little upper-level tailgate experience.
Take it to the next level.
Chandeliers hanging from the tents,
yeah.
Catered food, decorations. I mean, it was something. So when people say SEC football a little bit different,
it's a little different.
It's a little different.
All right, so Boz will take you as a fan.
Let's go. I'm down.
Oxford, Mississippi with him. He told me that if his buddy messaged him at any point and says, hey, you want to come down for another game, you're getting the car and hitting the road. All right, I got to move up to the National Football League now.
Yeah.
The Chiefs.
Woo.
Tough game. I mean,
took it on the chin.
To me, the final score is really not indicative of how that game was.
No.
I think Buffalo, they really dominated from the beginning of that game.
They did. And I win. I just figured Buffalo was going to beat them, and they did. The fashion in which they beat them, that surprised me a little bit. You're right. I thought Buffalo absolutely dominated the Chiefs. And our offensive line for the Chiefs, struggle, bus.
Simmons is coming back. He's been gone for a month with a family issue that he was tending to. So, I mean, I think that's going to help. But here's the thing. We were looking at this schedule and really concerned about the Commanders and the Lions. All the Chiefs did was win those two games by a combined score of 58-24.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chiefs were on a three-game winning streak before losing at the Bills. They're going into their bye now at 5-4. Where do you feel the Chiefs are at right now heading into their bye?
It's, when you go through the schedule, the games that I thought they would lose, they did pick up some of those wins. Commanders, Lions, you just mentioned those. I thought they would lose against the Bills. At the Broncos, that
scared
me. Out of the bye week.
Andy Reid is
always tough to win there.
Yeah, but Andy Reid is so good out of a bye.
He is. But they always struggle in Denver.
Did you not watch the game last night?
I did. That was not great.
The Broncos?
Yes. Barely beat the
Raiders? Can we say the hapless Raiders?
Yeah, you could say that. Well, and here's something, too, because Bronco fans, I grew up in Colorado. I was a Bronco fan. They're flying high right now.
Oh, absolutely. They should be.
But I saw a deal. I wish I would have wrote it down. The Broncos have won 8 games. They're 8-2, right?
Yeah.
When you look through who they have beat, they are all quarterbacks, you know, teams that are led by rookies or aged backup quarterbacks.
Aged.
They're getting wins over teams that are...
So not everything is better with age?
Well, not everything.
Not everything.
Especially playing in the NFL. So, no, I think they could get a win against the Broncos. The Colts worry me. I don't know. I'm up in the air with the Chiefs. They play good, and then they don't show up. So I don't know.
Chiefs on a bye this week. Again, Boz mentioned it at the Broncos on the 16th of November, a week from Sunday, and then back into a quick turnaround home against the Colts, and then Thursday night football at Dallas. The Cowboys are a dumpster fire in their own right now. But, again, that game scares me. Thanksgiving,
yeah.
That's, you know, just something different. Before they go into a pretty good little stretch of home against the Texans, home against the Chargers that you have no idea which team's going to show up, at the Titans, before the Broncos again. The Chiefs can rattle off 4 or 5 wins in that stretch.
Yeah.
The Ravens, they're 1-5 just a few weeks ago.
All right.
Old Lambjack comes back to run the offense, and the defense decides to play some ball.
You said they were all back now. Defenses.
Everybody is healthy on this team. When they were on that 4-game losing streak, they were missing Lamar Jackson. They were missing key defensive players. And I'm just saying, the schedule is beneficial for the Ravens right now.
Yeah.
3-5. Since they got back they from their bye, they have beaten the Bears. Okay.
Yep.
Somebody said to me, that's not a very good win. The Bears are playing good ball
right now. Yeah.
Then they go, and this was a tough game in my household.
I'm sure.
My oldest is a Dolphins fan. And, you know, the young man, you know, big props to him. I mean, we don't get too rowdy and crazy in those types of games. Same with the Chiefs and Ravens. But he just looked at me and said, Dad, both of these teams are terrible. And I said, you're right.
And how old is he?
He's 9. And he recognizes what bad football is. But we got to win there. But the big difference that I'm seeing is the defense in those last two games, they're averaging giving up 13 points a game. Before the bye, the Ravens, excuse me, were the second worst defense in the NFL, giving up 32 points a game. You cut that number more than half,
yeah,
you're going to start winning ball games. They're at the Vikings on Sunday. I think that's a interesting matchup. J.J. McCarthy, Justin Jefferson, they're a good team. If the Ravens win that game, then they go into a stretch of the Browns, Jets, Bengals with no Joe Burrow, home against the Steelers, and then at the Bengals, and Joe Burrow's scheduled to be back at that part before they finish out the season with Patriots, Packers, Steelers. I can see the Ravens winning their next 6 games before they end that season on that 3-game stretch. And now we're talking about a Ravens team that is 9-5 with a lot to play for in the final 3 weeks.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I think that does it pretty much, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it, buddy.
Except one final thing.
Well, can we postpone this? Let's keep talking about something else.
No, Boz, you've got to do this. It's our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winner for week number 10 here tonight, buddy.
All right, so here's our nominees. Rattle those off once again. Wyatt Detweiler, Colin Shaughnessy, Joe Lieberger, Elijah Moore, Dalton Foster, Carter Hike, Ian Allen, Tegan Bauhey, Drake Mellies, Brixton Schwinn, Will Elias, and the JCN offense defense. Here's my disclaimer before I say anything. A lot of these guys have been on our nominee list. A lot of guys on this list, they've already won a game ball. We get a lot of stats. We get a lot of numbers. This young man I'm going with tonight, it reminds me of a kid in a basketball game that might have 2 points, but they hit the game-winning half-court buzzer-beater shot.
Okay.
I'm going with Ian Allen, Jackson Heights. He had an interception that stopped an Opie drive late in the game. Then he had the batted pass in overtime to seal the win, the one-point win in overtime for Jackson Heights.
Ian Allen from Jackson Heights, your Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winner for week number 10. We'll do it all again next week. Again, K-State off this week. Nothing on Candleland Country from the Cats. You've got Benedictine on 93.7 FM KAIR. Tom Couch on the call for that tomorrow. And then we're back at it next week. Sectional playoff football. Games will be at Jeff West Hayden. Also, we'll have Nemaha Central Sabetha as an option. Axtell against Frankfort and Jackson Heights Rossville. Come find Boz and I for your chance to win a $50 gift card. Thanks so much to all of our business partners that make this show possible. For Boz, for Kurt, for everybody here at MSC Sports, this is Jake. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technology, Lukert Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.